Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, President Obama officially nominates James Comey to be his next FBI director. Comey will serve a 10-year term if he's confirmed by the Senate. That will make him one of President Obama's most lasting legacies on national security. But Comey is a former Bush-era Justice Department official. NPR's Carrie Johnson broke the story of the nomination a few weeks ago. She's here to take us behind the scenes, the first of a regular feature where we'll be lifting the curtain on the Capitol. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
And, of course, people remember James Comey as the acting attorney general in the Bush administration when John Ashcroft was hospitalized. Comey had refused to sign off on a warrantless domestic surveillance program. The White House sent aides to visit Ashcroft in the hospital, and Comey prevented them from getting Ashcroft to change his mind. Very dramatic. But what about the rest of his record?
Yes, Robin, what everybody seems to remember is that hospital standoff, which was the source of some mesmerizing Senate testimony by Jim Comey a few years later. But in fact, he has a really long record in law enforcement. He's been a prosecutor and in senior Justice Department roles for 15 or 20 years. He has led task forces to prosecute white-collar criminals, prosecuted famously Martha Stewart, the domestic housewares maven, for lying about stock trades. But the ACLU and civil liberties groups have raised some big questions about other parts of his record, including enhanced interrogation techniques he may have signed off on after the 9/11 attacks, and his support for indefinite detention of that American citizen, Jose Padilla, who was initially suspected of a weapon of mass destruction.
Okay, well, so we'll wait to see what the confirmation hearings bring up. But meanwhile, who didn't get the job?
So this is a huge job, Robin, and many, many important people threw their hat in the ring. The other leading contender was Lisa Monaco. She's also a longtime federal prosecutor, was the assistant attorney general at the Justice Department in charge of national security, and she's now at the White House as a senior advisor to the president on homeland security issues. You may have noticed her in a lot of pictures with President Obama, giving him briefings on the Boston Marathon bombing. A couple of other names that were in the mix were the U.S. attorney in Virginia, Neil McBride, and David Criss, who literally wrote the book on national security investigations. Finally, FBI agents wanted one of their own, Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan, who's a former FBI agent, but the president ultimately chose Jim Comey for this job.
So given that, why do you think President Obama chose Comey?
Jim Comey, is a Republican. He's a registered Republican. And I think it was attractive for President Obama to reach across the aisle in this way because the FBI director is supposed to be a nonpartisan job. I also think Jim Comey's record, 15 or 20 years of law enforcement on the white collar side, on the national security side. And as the president and folks in the White House have said, Jim Comey has demonstrated an ability to ask tough questions. That's the kind of person you want as the FBI director.
It's also really interesting that he pick somebody who stopped warrantless wiretapping at a time when the president's own surveillance programs are being, they require a court sign-off, but his own surveillance is being questioned. It's kind of interesting.
Certainly, Robin, these are all going to be questions that Comey is going to face at his confirmation hearings in the U.S. Senate this summer. Authorities are going to want to know, and lawmakers are going to want to know, exactly what Jim Comey said no to several years ago during the Bush years and what he did approve, and also his position on some of the ongoing intelligence and surveillance operations the Obama administration has continued. All those things are going to be on the table in those confirmation hearings.
What do you think is going to happen?
So far, there appear to be no major obstacles to Comey's nomination. Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley, who's going to play a big role in this in the Senate, has raised some questions about Jim Comey's work as a lawyer for a hedge fund and as the top lawyer at Lockheed Martin. But Grassley last night issued a statement saying perhaps Jim Comey can help this administration turn around its abysmal record in prosecuting Wall Street.
A clue there. Carrie Johnson, NPR's justice correspondent, on the nomination today of Jim Comey to be President Obama's next FBI director. Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. And then ahead, a report from Istanbul. There are still so many protests in Turkey, although some of them are silent, no less angry. We'll have that story in 30 seconds here and now.